walk in the land of belief. Okay, we got to walk in this land of belief. All right, so here's the Spirit of God amongst us. And he's drawing us and he's pulling us up to his land of belief. So how am I going to do this with this crowd? Because it's always different depending on who's here. This is a little easier, right? Today is a little easier. So I'm going to just start off, I think, with a quick little demonstration. I'm going to talk about this. What's been prophesied now that God's getting us into this new phase, this land of belief. And first of all, we got to see that we're not talking about just general, I believe God, right? There's so much of that goes on, so I have to put this in here. And that's not what I'm talking about. You know, the demons, the scripture said, believe and tremble. I'm not talking about I believe there is a God. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what you were talking about when you read the quote, that there's a realm that we are all destined to walk in, but many people never get there. Okay, but there's a realm, a heavenly realm. Since the fall, God set up a whole heavenly realm. Hey, Derek, a whole heavenly realm that since the fall, really before the fall, God said, I know you're going to fall, but I set up a higher realm than the realm that Adam fell from. Okay, and so now we have the opportunity and the privilege. And that's what the scriptures are really all about, the privilege to walk in a higher realm, and it's higher than this temporal, natural, death doomed, corruptible realm that most men are used to, right? You can give people, let's just go with a car. It's metal, it's whatever, plastic, whatever, but it's corruptible. But yet we will put all of our eggs in that car basket, right? I gotta have a car because it makes me look a certain way, and it's my status, and I can go into some things, but you know how that goes. You know how far people can go with a car. Then you can put it with anything in the natural. But there's an invisible realm that's incorruptible. Over the offering said, we want to give into a realm. We want to practice living in a realm that's incorruptible. That's every day is a day of resurrection. That thieves can't break through and steal anything from you in this realm. Nobody can take anything from you. So this is God's heart for you and me. To not get attached to the temporal, not to get attached to things, but to have a faith that touches a realm that their eyes cannot see. Okay. And so that's the whole beauty of the cross, right? You're going to get slain, so to speak, when you start talking about natural things, and some inconveniences are going to come, but they're nothing to be compared to the rich reward that's in this heavenly realm that Jerry talked about. I almost want to give you the mic back. This heavenly realm that God has already given to us, right? But you can't, flesh and blood can't get there. Only the eyes of your understanding being lightened by Christ himself can you start to see past yourself and past this material realm. Okay? So, Derek, we didn't grow up in church like that. We grew up in church with do's and don'ts, with creeds and things like that. That's how we grew up in church. God says, I took away all the do's and don'ts. I took all that away, and I'm giving you myself. Okay, right? I took all that away. Now, you just follow me. Follow my person. Forget about the do's and don'ts, the Ten Commandments, whatever. I can get back to that. Just, I'm your Ten Commandments. Okay. Follow me. Learn to follow me in the eternal realm, and then the law will take care of itself. Okay. In other words, that's the whole new law. Makes you want to just be with him. It just makes you want to be with him. And so to follow him is always by faith. It's always, you can't see him. Sometimes you can't feel him. You'll feel him eventually. but sometimes you can't feel them. But then it starts to become joy unspeakable and full of glory, right? Because you start feeling them, you know. It's like when she was talking about seeing into the eternal realm, you know, seeing 100 years down the road. Now that starts to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's going to start to run through your bones a little bit, you know. That one just won't dance. So I'm dead, because eternal things start to have value. They have substance. They have value, and Christ starts to put that inside of you. But if you all you know is a Christ of do's and don'ts, it can't help you, right? You can never get changed. You know, you always going to run up against a roadblock, and you're going to keep trying, and it'll never work. And so that's how a lot of people come up in church. They keep trying, it didn't work. They say, oh, forget this church stuff, you know, and they were right. Because really, we had them under the law of death. Because the letter will kill people. Only the spirit gives life. So, only the spirit gives life. But it's a brand new way. It's a brand new way. So here's Raquel starting to learn a brand new way. And the spirit starts to lift her outside of Raquel's normal into the land of the living, to the land of the believing. Now Raquel can say, now Sarah Raquel can say, I'm a believing one. I'm a believing one. Not that I just believe there is a God. When I'm saying I'm a believing one, I'm connected with him, right? I'm one with him up into another place. Okay. Because as soon as you start believing him, you go up. As soon as you believe, the moment you believe him, you start going up. Because he is what? He's the resurrection and the life. So when you start believing on him deep in your heart, you start going up. And the world starts to mean less to you, little by little, by little, by little, by little. You say, I can't define it, or I can't explain it to you, but that doesn't mean much to me now anymore. I used to love it. Now it's starting, it's nothing that she can do in herself to make that happen. She just got linked with the resurrection and the life himself, and he stopped changing her desires. There's no do's and don'ts there. She just got attached to life, and life took her up. There's nothing she can do. All she had to do was start getting married to somebody else. I'm talking about spiritual marriage to Jesus. And then he starts to take her up to another place. It's life. That's what spiritual life does. It takes you up, right? Natural life takes you where? Somebody said, I'm happy for 20 years, but eventually, on the 21st year, you're going to go down. Because there's no other way for it to go but down. Throw a ball up. You can throw it up 100 feet. You can throw it up 200 feet. Eventually, it's going to come down. That's how natural life is. So here's Jesus said, I'm going to give you a spiritual life. A different kind of comprehension. A different kind of manna. A different kind of food that lasts forever. This stuff. It's like never runs out. It just keeps going. All right. So we all have the privilege and opportunity to follow him in a heavenly way. I want to give this mic back to you, so Bay. To follow you in the heavenly, because that thing got me. It got me, man. She was going all the way. Man, Glo was like, there she go. You get so Derek, you don't want the world anymore. I don't want that world anymore. I mean, I used to hear about it, and I was like, I wonder where them people been. All I want to do is have a good time. Right? I'm just honest. I'm in church and they were saying, people would say that. I'm like, what's wrong with you? In other words, I got my religion over here and I can enjoy it a little bit, but I'm still going back over there. Now it's like, just give me heaven. Just give me that spiritual realm. Just let me see by the spirit now down the road. And see, and God, who's walking in the room, because you're about to get prayed for. Who's walking in the room? Come on. She did it too quick. She did it too quick. She's She's like, wait for it. But spirit of faith gets on her. Derek, she doesn't read her way to faith. God breathes on in her. Yes, we do. Right? God breathes it on you. Can y'all hear that? He's faith. Somebody said, I don't understand this. God hadn't breathed on you yet. Your intellect can't get this. It's past everything you could ever think. In a million years, it's far past it. If you lived a million years, you could never get it. Because it's past the internet. So here's God breathing on her. I'm breathing on you. I'm breathing on you. So when God breathes in, he takes away your flesh. And then he breathes back out on you, he puts the spirit of faith in you. He takes that glory fresh flesh off of you. Then breathes back out on you. Remember it said in John 20, he breathed on him and said, receive the Holy Spirit. He breathed on him. It's the magnificence of this thing. So when we talk about faith, we're not talking about just believing on God with your mind. Like, no, when he starts breathing on you, you say, oh, God, I believe you now. I'll never take down. Look, even if you ignore me when I ask you for something, I'm still going to keep believing you. Understand? See, those are the tests he's got to put you through. Oh, do you really believe? I'm not going to pay you any attention. Remember the Syrophoenician woman? Do you really believe? Well, at least give me the crumbs because I know faith works. Not because of my intellect, but because you breathed on me. I know it works. You breathed on me, right? You know why Peter said, bid me to come on the water? God done breathed on that man. Peter ain't going to say that in the natural. He's not going to say that in the natural. God had breathed on him, and Peter said, something's going on. Somebody breathed on me. God, I can do past the natural realm now because somebody breathed a faith inside of me. Faith told him to come. Faith said, ask me. Right? Faith said, ask me. Peter doesn't have that in himself. That's a realm away from him. But as soon as he breathes on you, I believe you. And I'm one with you. Right? So here's what we've tried to do. Come on back up, Shanique. Is she still in here? Come on back up. Tom, why don't you follow her? Right? You know, you guys hold each other. Derek, come on this side. God imparting life to us. Great day. He's right there. You guys hold each other. Hold each other. Yeah, stay with me. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This is God, and this is you. This is God, this is you. Now Taba can ask things because faith has her. Right? Faith. You can't get faith without God. He has to breathe. He has to attach himself to you. Right? Now, so Derek start asking for something. Ask for whatever. Derek can start asking for whatever. But see, he doesn't have, he's not attached to anybody. Do you see how we've been raised up in church? We've been taught just start asking. Just start asking, the word said. But none of this is happening. None of this is happening. Look how lonely he is out here. Can y'all feel the love over there? They're all passionate and everything. It's a faith love. It's like you said, God is faith. See, you caught me, didn't you? You caught the spirit that's in this room. Because God is faith. And you can't touch him without getting what he got. Right? What does the scripture say? Have the God kind of faith, or have the faith of God. Derek's over here with his own little, and he thinks it's Christian, and he's asking and nothing's happening. He's asking and nothing's happening. He's asking and nothing's happening. But the word said it, but he's got no attachment. See, heaven's over here. Whatever she binds on earth will be bound in heaven because she's got the attachment. We've tried to make this thing work without God himself. Listen, thank you. Going on with God, walking in the land of belief now. Now they're walking in the land of belief, right? God, I can't do without you. I can't do without you. Now I'm going to ask, but I'm asking in and through you. It's not me. It's me. It's you in me. I'm asking, it's however you want to put it, however you want to put it. You got real faith over here. God is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, he wouldn't ask you to walk in something that he wouldn't be pleased in unless he gave you the substance to make it work. Thank you, Derek. By the way, thank you for being an example. But so God's slowly attaching himself to him. You guys felt that, didn't you? Now, the faith that'll move a mountain makes a little more sense now. Right? Because you can't move no mountain with your little bitty, human struggling, I wonder if he's really around kind of stuff. We're tossed like a wind to and fro. Let not that man think he's going to receive anything from God. You're not going to get anything. But look, Mike. If he's the author and the finisher of your faith, then you can start to get off of your puny stuff and say, Jesus, get eternal faith inside of me. I'm tired of using this worldly type stuff. The devils believe and tremble. Gee, let's get to that scripture in Mark. In Marquitas 11:20, Marquitas 16. Is he still in here? Oh, okay, Marquitas 16. Look. Great day. There he is. Jesus. I have to have a little fun, so it's just a few of us, so I'm going to have a little fun. Right, man? I'll just have a little fun with this stuff. But it's so serious, like Jerry said. I want to get Jerry that mic back. It's like Jerry said. It's so serious. Because most people still have all of their eggs in the world's basket. Yeah, I'm talking church-going people. But here's Jesus said, and we've heard the scripture. He said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel. And preach the gospel to the whole creation. Go into the world and preach the gospel. So Sarah, we'll stop there and start going. Stop going. Bam. You see what it said in the word, Pastor Mike? Why are you not doing it? You know how people get evangelistic programs going? They give you that scripture and say, let's obey the Bible. And, 2,500 people go out and none of them read the rest. Amen. Look. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Now. You better not go out anywhere until you believe, right? I'm talking about not just believe that there's a God. I'm talking about that you're having the same kind of faith that God has for this situation. Okay, right? But here's the importance. The only way you get anywhere with God is by faith. If you don't believe, there's a condemnation. In other words, it's this, people say, well, if there's a God, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Look, forget about that. Do you believe yourself? I mean, when I say believe, I mean that now you've thrown your life at his feet and say something like this: my life is nothing till I believe in every word and every thought that comes in your mind and out of your mouth, and that mine's a zero. I'm talking about that's the kind of believing that we have to be. Lord, my ways aren't your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. I just want to go down in the dirt until I believe what you say without any doubt in my heart about it. I don't want to question your character. I don't want to question your ethics. I don't want to question anything. Until then, I don't believe yet. Because, you know, faith is the ultimate. But as soon as we get to that relationship, I wish I had Taba and Nikki back up here. As soon as I get to that relationship, did y'all feel the faith over here? Something going on. One was God, one was us. The us had nothing, the God had everything. But my God shall supply your every need. Come on, Nick. What'd you say? Everything, right? My God shall supply every need. Now watch this, Derek. My God shall supply your every need. Your every need. See, Glow, to that us, that meant when I need some material something. That meant, okay. I need a bill paid. Oh my gosh. Oh, I need a pair of shoes. Oh my God. You know, and most of the time you don't even need it. You just want it, right? What are you not talking about? I mean, that can be down the road, Derek. But see, true faith is I need faith. I need more than natural love. I need spiritual love, right? I need a love that's beyond human beings, right? I need peace that passes all understanding, that'll guard me, that the world can't give that to me. I need sanctification. I need joy. I need holiness. I need a sound mind, whatever. I need righteousness because mine is like filthy rags, right? My God shall supply my every need. Now faith is working. Listen, Amanda, the same faith that Jesus had in the Father, he came to put inside of you. So you would learn to depend on the Father like he did. I could only do what I see my Father do. Now, your natural faith doesn't go there, sir. Your natural faith just want a bologna sandwich or something material. The spiritual faith says, man, I want to ascend into the heavenlies where the child was created to be and start living like a worm on this dirt and fly like, you know, come out of that cocoon and live in the heavenlies. See, your little material faith doesn't do that. But here you have Christ on the inside of you now. And he starts imparting his life to yours, his faith to yours, his love instead of yours, right? Right? He starts to give you, Ross, the divine exchange. I'll take your old dirty righteousness and give you mine. I'll take your little faith and give you the faith to slay giants, right? Now you can go and cast out demons. Now you can lay hands on the sick. You know why it hasn't been working? We haven't had his. Come on, right? His shield of faith. His armor, right? You don't have any. When you say take the whole armor of who? Of God. He starts to name it. He names faith. So faith is the armor of God. So right now, Derek, a lot of the natural is spilling out, thank God. And the spiritual is coming in. I'm telling you, that's the operation of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So here we have this faith of God. I like what the prayer team is texting around. Do you believe? I believe, they say. Because it's all really what it takes. Remember when Jesus would say, your faith has made you whole. Right? Your faith is whole. If you had the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, your faith did it for you. And don't misunderstand that to mean their faith. You know, God touched them. You know, even your pastor Jerry. When Jesus said, who touched me? That lady touched him. That woman had the issue of blood. And he said, who touched me? You know, she touched his faith. Her faith touched him. Derek, she said this. If I touch him, I will be made whole. She knew it. How did she know it? Because the Holy Ghost went inside and changed something up in her mind socket. And she started thinking supernaturally, right? So instead of saying, okay, if I can just go to the doctor, her mind changed. If I can touch him, where do you think she got that from? It could be in the scriptures. Say his name again. He had mercy on her. Derek, I want him now to say, God, help my unbelief, right? God, touch, give me the mind of Christ and the faith of God. Pour one little drip of faith inside of this thing, and I'll ask for that, and it'll come. Put it in that golden faith bowl that lasts for eternity, and now your will will get done because I'm going to ask for that, and bam, it's going to happen because I'm in another realm now. Yes. Right. It's to him. Furthest thing from his body. First thing in his body. Right. 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 So that, see, I'm telling you, what we're saying here is faith is another dimension. You know, there were people, remember on Paul's day? This handkerchief. People have tried it over and over, but the faith has to be involved. The faith of God has to be involved, right? So here's God taking us to this new phase, or to the land of faith, where we're starting to depend on him for his. To see the Father's works done, because he can never get something done without giving us the spiritual material to get it done. Are you following me? If God says go to the moon, he's going to give you moon vision, he's going to give you moon whatever to get there. He's going to do it. That way he gets all the glory, doesn't he? I'm not finished. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. With him, listen, Pastor, with him, there's no missing link on the chain. Right? There's no missing link. The only thing is we try to break it, but he supplies from the beginning to all the way to the end. He's the author and the finisher. I supply from the beginning to the end. So, Amanda, when you get to eternity, there'll be no room to say, God, look what I did. Absolutely no room. See, the lady with the garment, the hem of his garment, she can't say, the Lord, I had faith. Look what I did. She's going to tell Mike, she said, oh, it wasn't me. He put something inside of me. Otherwise, I would have gone to the next doctor. And now he can place it in the scripture, because the scripture is going to be full of faith and full of resurrection life and full of the supernatural. Oh, yeah, it's for you. Oh, it's for you. It's for every individual. Nobody's left out of this. You can be the worst sinner and get a drop of faith, and all of a sudden you're moving, you're saving a nation. Right? You can be like Rahab and a prostitute, and all of a sudden somebody, he drops a different mind inside of you, and all of a sudden you on Bible link for Jesus's. I love what Tobin. I can't get that off me. I can't get that off me. I think the Holy Ghost is trying to teach us something this morning. I think the Holy Ghost is trying to teach us something this morning. So, D, I don't know. notes. Let's do that. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Okay. Never. Wow. He'll never give you faith apart from himself. Never. N-E-V-E-R, capital, Derek, all capitals. There has to be a total dependence on him. It has to be a total dependence on him. That's why Derek was over here. He was talking and asking, but he just asking amiss. Over here, something's happening. Things are starting to move. Faith is working. It's spilled over to the people. Pastor Mike is preaching. He'll never give to apart from himself. Never, ever, 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 ever. Yes. I know.
God will never give you faith apart from himself. You said earlier, without faith, it's impossible.
Right.
So without God in you, right. You can't even please.
Come on.
You
got to first put himself inside of you. Right.
Before you can even please him.
It'll never work. Okay. It's almost like in here that the dead is rising. It's like the dead is rising. As soon as you put your faith in him and his rest, and once they go together, the supernatural starts to happen. It's the biggest resting point that you ever had. In other words, everything that you want to do and see, want to see accomplished in your life, it can never be done without God attaching you to himself, and then you start believing. In other words, he gives you the impetus to believe. You don't have to try to struggle with it. Then everything starts to happen. Places that you could never get to before in the spirit. Now, how did I get here? Pastor Jerry said she was in church for 60 years and she didn't know what heavenly life was. Until heavenly life attached himself to her and it became so real to her, you can't talk her out of it. Shows all them pages in her Bible, highlights and notes and everything, but no life attached. Now it's like, oh my goodness, what kind of potential do we have, Derek? What kind of potential do we have? If he's going to bless me line by line and little by little, by the time 2 years come, Tabor, I'm going to be moving some stuff, not by might, not by power, but a faith that he's starting to impart to me is going to go higher and higher. Now that I'm not trying to use my own little bitty anymore, my natural stuff, God, this stuff's supernatural. You're pouring something in the bowl in the heavens, getting inside of me. Now we can do exploits. Man, Reed Wigglesworth. This faith can get to the point where you know it's going to happen. Watch when I touch her, it comes out. That's not him. That's not him. There's something been poured inside of him from above. Next one, D. I hardly hate to leave that one. But that's good. Two sentences are strangely and exactly parallel. One is, all things are possible with God. The other one is, all things are possible to him that believe. They run right together, don't they? They run right together. They run strangely. How can God say that about you? All things, Ross, all things. Not some, not all, but see, put them right together. Shanique and Tara, all things possible now because they run together. They run together. Not to Derek. Oh, he can read the scripture, but it ain't going to be happening. Or put it another way, those who increasingly get lost in God. Like they were getting lost in each other over here. You increasingly get lost in God. Stand up. We increasingly get lost in God, right? Like in the marriage, you know, you start to get lost. But in the spiritual marriage, you get lost deeper. In a spiritual marriage, you get lost much deeper. Do you know why Moses could take that rod and say, Red Sea split? He was so lost in God, right? It was like God was saying it. God was saying, Moses, don't turn to me. You know we are one. We know, why are you asking me? We're one together. My faith is yours. Take it out. He was so lost in him. And Shanique, we're gonna prophesy that over Pastor Mike, that he's gonna get so lost in God, the wind and the waves are gonna obey. Oh, y'all follow me? That's where Jesus got the winds and the waves obeying him. Not because of him, he came as a man, but he was so lost in God that they had to obey because God's faith was his now. Enough of this mediocre Christianity. Let's get lost in God and watch faith rise. Tired of it. Right. We're tired of it. See, we're tired of that mediocre. I'm tired of that mediocre stuff. Because look. As it is now, it's going to be in eternity. Let the unbelieving be the unbelieving still. You know, follow me? This makes it so serious. And here's God, Deborah, here's God visiting us this morning to say, believe me. He's just saying, believe me, man. Get close to me. Believe me. Believe me. Lean not to your own understanding about this. Don't lean to your own understanding about this. Don't lean to your own understanding. Believe me. I know seems impossible. Just start believing me. Okay, I believe you in my faith now. And that you can part something that can take that giant hill out. What does Zerubbabel say? Oh, mountain, what are you before me now? What are you before me? What are you before me? Look, if you got the faith of God, what are you before me? But you go out as a puny human being, you're just going to get embarrassed. But we increasingly, I love that. That's what Jesus would say in Song of Solomon. He would say, come, my beloved, come away with me. Let's go into let's go into a different land. Let's go into the land of belief. Our next D, the very same power is possessed by God and him that believeth. Do y'all see that? That's why those scriptures run, The very same power is possessed by God and him that believeth. And the reason is that the latter is lost wholly and identified with the former. That's those two. That's just wholly identified. Well, Jesus said, you seen me, seen the Father. Pastor Jurgen said, you seen me, you seen Jesus. Same faith. How can you do that? I can't share. It's too deep for me to share with you. I just got lost in God, and all of a sudden, you know, bam, it's happening. I wasn't planning that. I just got lost, and his faith became mine. The preeminent reason why God requires faith is because faith is the only way through which God himself can have absolute room to do work. For faith is just that. It's colorless, simple attitude by which man ceases from his own works and enters into the work of God. Can y'all follow me? Can y'all see the union? I wish I had those two up here. To try to see, we read this with an independent mind. In other words, we read them scriptures about doing stuff for God, but we're doing them in our own mind and our own ability, and they won't work that way. I'm talking about myself. The word said it, I'm going to try it. And I'm telling you something, Deborah. Preachers would preach this. The Bible said, go do. Y'all better go out there on the strip and get some people saved. The word says. And was like, yeah, the word says that. But there was no integration with heaven. Get integrated first. It's the difference between the human and the divine. The natural and the supernatural. Okay, D, everything is by faith. Or said another way, possibilities increase into infinity as we live together on a higher plane with God. Out of self and the natural, into him and the supernatural. Do I have more? Yeah. This is the world into which faith introduces us, surrendering its own insufficiency. It links itself with the all-sufficiency of God and goes forth triumphantly exclaiming, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, while a proven heaven echoes back and says, all things are possible to him that believes. All right. This is my last note. This is where we're postured. The land of believing. This is where the Holy Spirit's going to start helping us. What this does this morning is lowers us in our own opinion. Leans not to our own understanding anymore. All this is lowering us so we can trust him more for everything. Even your faith. That's all it's doing. It's just lowering you. Look, God's given every man the measure of faith, right? Don't be high-minded, but be sober-minded because God's giving you the measure of faith. And the more sober-minded you come, the more faith is going to start coming. Sober-mindedness, you know what a sober-minded person is spiritually? I need God for the breath that I breathe. Lean not to your understanding. See, this is Marquitas in a nutshell, right? This is the Marquitas walk. I'm leaning not to my own understanding. I have faith in heaven. Marquitas is a faith man. Come on, man. We're faith man. Love God. From faith man, I love God. Okay, the big hindering element, faith is hindered most of all. This is Simpson. I love me some Simpson. Faith is hindered most of all by what we call our faith and our fruitless struggles to work out a faith, which after all is but a make-believe and a desperate trying to trust God, which must ever come short of his vast and glorious promises. The truth is that the only faith that is equal to these stupendous promises of God and the measureless needs of our life is the faith of God himself. The very trust which he will breathe into the heart, which intelligently expect him as his power to believe. I expect God to breathe on me today, Mike. Somebody said, do you feel it? Nope, but I still expect it. And he could be breathing on you right now. I don't care what you feel or not feel. I think he's breathing on the room. Somebody said, I don't feel it. I don't care. I believe it. My kiddies, I believe it. I'm going to lay hands on Mark. Since she said so, I will. Might as well get it over with. See, look, Mark, as it comes up, don't be doubting, but be believing. That's all. That's all. Just be believing. Somebody said, I don't understand it. What's not to understand? The occurrences that will happen in his life will because of the measure of faith that he received this morning. It won't go beyond it. Because of the measure of faith that he's receiving through this ministry of the Holy Spirit today, the occurrences in his life will be because of it. You can't go any further with God than your faith. So the occurrences, I want you guys to mark this, the occurrences that will happen in his life is because of the measure of faith that he's receiving this morning, Valisa. When Jesus would pray for Peter that your faith fail not. Because you can't go any further with me than what you can believe. And oh, I'm putting a believer inside of you so you can walk in the supernatural. Valisa's going to be so happy. Mark the mark that God's putting on Mark.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Mark the mark, the faith mark that God's putting on Mark. Okay. Right? No longer will he, you know, need empathy because faith will go higher than it. That's right. Faith will rule the day. Look, Sarah, ruling the world is Mark. Ruling the world, I have nothing to say. Faith by night and faith by day. See, we have this exceeding treasure in our heart. This faith. What's that scripture about? This it's more precious than gold. The proving of your faith, Deborah, is more precious than gold. Try it in the fire. Cannot be told the value. It cannot be told the value of this gold inside of you, this faith gold inside of you. And we're becoming creatures of faith, like precious faith. We're going to rule the nations with it, sir. We're going to rule the nations with it. We got to get it now. Believe God now that you're inside of me with your own faith inside of me. And the blood of Jesus inside of me, ruining the principalities and darkness of the world. Amen. You see, the logic won't do it. Schemes won't do it. Just the faith of heaven. Amen. All right, good. All right, Mark. Great day. Where did I stop? I'm lost. Is there something before that? The truth is, did I read all this? The very trust which he will breathe into a heart which is intelligent expects him as its power to believe. God, I have no power to believe until you breathe on me. Are y'all seeing what I'm saying? I don't care if you feel it or not. But the word of God says it. So then you just got to believe it. There's a divine touch here, right? It expects him as its power to believe as well as its power to love, right? Obey. Somebody said, obey. You don't have a power to obey except he breathes it in you, sir. How many sermons we heard on obedience? And we go out and try to do it. Until he breathes on Shanique. God, I want to obey so bad. I can't help but obey. It's burn. Obedience is burning inside me. Yes, that's obedience. I'll die rather than not obey. To love or perform any other exercise of this brand new spiritual life. Is that it, D? Okay. Have the faith of God is his great command. Have the faith of God is his great command. Have the faith of God. Can you feel him lifting us?
It don't matter.
Okay.
Okay. Don't go long. Give it to him now, then.
let him close. I'm sitting here, Pastor, thinking, man, I don't know. Like Pastor said, it's not whether we feel it or not, but he's blowing on us, and he's breathing on us, you know. And it's a matter of now of whether we're going to believe it. Pastor, you said earlier, he breathed on the disciples and told them to receive ye the Holy Spirit. It was there. His faith, he breathed in them to be able to receive the Holy Spirit. I was so confused by that scripture until today. How come he breathed on them in John 20, but they had no act or evidence of the Holy Spirit? It had to get the faith working in them to go to the upper room because they believed. Down came Pentecost. Now came the miracles. Now came the supernatural. Now came the wonders and signs. He breathed on them first. Who said that yesterday? Karen. How did she put it? We had it upside. What did she say? Backwards? That wasn't what she said. But in out of order. She said our Christian life has been out of order. And that is a truth. He's breathing on us today, y'all. He's breathing. The other thing he showed me, Tab, you can blow up a balloon, and when you let it go, the air comes out, it does what? Hit the ground. Get a helium balloon that's full of helium, and you let him go. You can't see how far it's going. And the Holy Spirit said today that the power of the Holy Spirit breathing on in us, we won't be able to know how high we are going to go. We are going to excel past anything our minds, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, haven't been revealed except by the Spirit is breathing on us today. He's breathing new life, Marquise. Signs and wonders, Marquise. A new life birthed inside of you today, Marquise. A faith life. A faith life in us. Derek Ferrante, can you believe that you believe? Pastor told us 2 or 3 weeks ago to start saying what? I believe. See, he's been building up to this. He keeps trying to build us up to where he wants for us to be with him. I'm through, I'm through, Mike. I'm so happy. I don't know what to do. I feel like that helium balloon. I feel like that helium. Reagan let one go one time, and he kept going, Nana, how far is it going to go? Nana, I can't see it anymore. How far you all? How far are we going to go, Valisa? How far? He just keeps came and breathing on us. He's breathing on you today, grandson. He's breathing on you, understanding. He's breathing on you, revelation. He's breathing on us today. Whether we feel it or know it or understand it, I guarantee you, the evidence is going to produce itself. The evidence will produce itself. Just stay with God and see what happens. Oh, my Lord. Here, Mike, before I wrap myself around somebody.
Let's pray because I got you. Oh,
God. Oh, my God.
So it's like I had to speak at City of God last night, and that's exactly what I was talking about. God had placed in my heart about trust and faith. And the reality is, even when faith comes along, you know, faith doesn't come by itself. faith brings something with it. Faith brings peace. It brings justification. And see, we just looked at it as one word. But the whole center of it is that trust. You know, lean not to your own understanding. That's the very scripture I use. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. And one of the things that that spearhead the faith in us is the fact that when you get to a location and you trust God, when the circumstances come up, it breeds the belief in you. So in other words, when you, you know, you take somebody and you stand them here, right? And you say, okay, fall back and have a little child to say, catch him. And then you look at the child and say, that child can't hold me if I fall back on this floor. So what you're saying is, I don't trust God enough, because what I see with my natural eyes is going to tell me that, God, you're not big enough to hold me in my circumstance. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get Pastor Gary that I can see, and I trust him more than I trust God. God said, I already got you covered. If you fall, I'm still going to catch you, even with a child trying to catch you. That's the kind of belief that he wants us to come out of. And that's what operates or kickstarts our faith. That's why he said that now faith is. If we can trust him, the now faith is going to be in operation, because now I have the faith of him, and that's what's going to start that belief. And it's crazy how God kept showing Pastor Gary this thing this morning about this faith. And now just to hear it again, we can't miss God in this moment. You can't get no clearer than what's been happening in this house. Last week, what he talked about, time versus what, eternity? Let me close.
Faith takes you into eternity. The unseen, the unseen.
It's all of this stuff. It's happening in this house right now. Only thing we have to do, God has said, listen, I'm going to make this elementary for you. Just believe. We've been trying to do everything else. We try to get ourselves together. We try to pay our tithes. We try to read from Genesis to Revelation. We try to have counseling with our pastors or go. He said, just believe. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for the active of faith that's been stirred up inside of us, oh God, because you breathing on our unbelief that we will receive the true knowledge of who you are. God, we thank you, oh God, for what you are pouring out into our lives, oh God. Thank you for elevating us, oh God, off this earth into the eternity. Thank you for revealing more to us, oh God, the unseen. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us, oh God, to get past the third heavens. Oh God, we believe. We believe. This house believe, God. God, every circumstance or every decision, oh God, we will trust you and we believe that you would direct our paths. Forgive us for leaning to our own understanding. But now, God, today we choose to acknowledge you in all our ways. Because now we believe. Father, we believe what you're doing in our children's lives. Because now the faith is in operation. See, now the faith that I took to a place where, just like when you was on the boat, when you said, peace be still, you brought peace with your faith. God, we thank you now for this manna from heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.